USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the election system is under a coordinated assault and siege by the Democratic Party. The president posting a nearly 46-minute long video on Facebook today.
I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections. We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks and months, and lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time, especially when you have to prove almost nothing to exercise our greatest privilege, the right to vote. As president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump is continuing to fight the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
He's created the greatest testing system in the world. He gave a press conference about 2 weeks ago, I believe, on the vaccine, which he has done at warp speed because he's torn down bureaucratic barriers.
McEnany also says President Trump has his eye on coronavirus relief.
Right now, the focus is making sure that there is stimulus relief for Americans who are hurting right now. So that is the current active policy priority that we are working on moment by moment, along with COVID.
Former astronaut Mark Kelly is now the junior senator from Arizona.
That you take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which you are about to enter, so help you God.
I do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you've tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, the American Red Cross wants you to donate plasma. The plasma is being given to COVID-19 patients as a possible treatment. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making that plea during an Operation Warp Speed briefing.
If you're within 3 months since recovery from COVID-19, we need you to donate plasma. Over 250,000 courses of convalescent plasma have been used on your fellow Americans to help prevent severe consequences from COVID-19. We unfortunately have so many individuals who have gotten COVID-19 and have recovered now, fortunately, but we need donations. Please contact your local American Red Cross, your local American Blood Bank, or go to coronavirus.gov for more information about how you can volunteer to be a donor and give the gift of life.
NBA training camps open this week, and teams will not have the bubble created in Orlando to protect them from the coronavirus. San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich says they're stressing with players the importance of being disciplined and staying home.
If we do get some bumps along the way, you know, we'll all do our best. But like anything else, we all have to participate in trying to make it successful.
On-court practices will be limited to individual workouts and only those players who have gotten 3 negative coronavirus test results. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.